Mom will pay someone to do an alien party. Now I really listened. My mom and dad didn't have jobs yet. How much will she pay? Enough so it'll be a special party, Bree said. I thought about that. Who? Bree and her friends. What? An alien birthday party. When? On Bree's birthday next month. Where? I didn't know. Where will you have the party? I asked. Is my backyard big enough for an alien spaceship to land there? She lived next door to me. Oh, yes, I said. Back on Bix, there were spaceships large enough to fill up 3 of Earth's football fields. There were spaceships large enough to carry a dozen Earthling blue whales, the largest animals on Earth. But my family's spaceship was so small that it made a school bus look like a mansion. I was confused, though. Where will you get a spaceship? You know, a blow-up spaceship, she said. Like a balloon. Oh, I didn't know what she meant. I had to put that on my look-up-later list. Look-up-later list. 1. Chewing gum. 2. Fingernail clippers. 3. Blow-up spaceship balloon. I thought some more. Who? What? When? Where? Why? To make Bree happy on her birthday. How? I asked. How do you do an alien party? Using a small brush, Bree dotted pink around the edge of her paper. There was nothing pink in the bowl of fruits. Bree just liked pink. Like her pink fingernails. Oh, you know, she said. Alien music, alien games, alien spaceships, alien cake. I started to get excited. A Bix party on Earth could be fun. Your mom can't do those alien things? I asked. I know. Lawyers are aliens, but my mom is just too busy. Then Bree held up her picture. Do you like it? Buzz, buzz. An Earthling bug. Bix has no bugs, but there are more bugs on Earth than any other kind of creature. And they all bite or sting. I hate all Earthling bugs. And that black bug was right over our table. I ducked, but it dove at me. It was going to sting me. I slapped at the bug. I hit it, and I knocked it straight into Bree's painting. It stuck. There it was, right there on the yellow banana. It was a huge brown spot. Oh, I ruined her painting, Bree called. Mrs. Crux! Bree was mad now, I thought. Mrs. Crux came over. What's up, mate? See the fly on the banana? Bree held up her painting for everyone to see. My first accidental art! Kids clapped and Mrs. Crux thumbtacked Bree's painting to the accidental art bulletin board. Bree fist-bumped me. We are the best accidental artists in the 3rd grade. Other kids fist-bumped Bree and me. And I was flying high, my first Earthling friend. Then this idea bubbled up in me. I can do your alien party if your mom pays me, I added. Of course, my mom and dad will help. Bree turned and smiled at me. Her eyes are blue, like the Earth's sky. When she smiled, it was like the Earth's sun was shining inside me. That surprised me a lot. And it was a nice surprise. Of course, I wouldn't tell anyone else. Earthling boys don't talk to Earthling girls. I don't think they like each other. Really? Bree said. You can do it. You will do a magnificent party, she added. Oh, thanks to your parents, too. I grinned. My parents would help. But really, what on earth did they know how to do? But then I frowned. Bree didn't know she was looking at an alien from Bix. Sure, I can see in the dark, and I shed my skin once a month and other things like that, but I look Earthling. Would Bree be friends with an alien? The bell rang. Time for homeroom. Bree waved at the paintings. Which do you like best? I really liked Aja's ear best. But I told Bree, the fruit fly. Thanks. Bree punched my arm and then skipped out of the room. Wait, why did she hit me? Earthling girls are strange.